Here we're going to learn Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We are about 6 lines into the page. On Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, we are at the two dots. So the Mishnah said, Or Kedei La'asos. How much or does one have to carry in order to be chayiv on Shabbos, in order to make the container for a kameya, for an amulet? So Baimine Rav Rav Nachman, Hamotzi Or Bekama, what's the shear of how much or you have to carry in order to be chayiv? Samalei Kedetnan, Or Kedei La'asos Kameya. It's exactly what the Mishnah says, the amount of art to make the container for an amulet. Hama'abdo b'kama, he further asked, if you tan the hide, so what's the shear to be chayiv from malachas ma'abed, samalei loshna? He said, it's no different than the shear to be chayiv for the malacha of hotza'a, enough to make the container for a kameya. La'abdo b'kama, so he further asks, if someone is carries out an or that is meant to be tanned, but has not yet been tanned, what's the shear to be chayiv for hotsa'a on that? Amalei lo shnai, says still the same exact shear. So Nachman brings a raya. Umina teimra, how do I know that or that's not mu'ubad, that the shear is the same as or that is mu'ubad, that untanned or has the same shear as tanned or? Kiditnan, because we have a Mishnah on Daf Kufhei that tells us, hamelabin, if someone washes wool, vahamenapet, if someone separates the strands from each other, he untangles them, vatsoveya, someone who dyes it, vatova, or spins the thread, shiuro kumlo rochav hasit kofel, the shear to be chayiv for those malachos is twice the space between the etzpa and the amma when you hold them apart from each other. Those are two of the fingers. The etzpa is the pointer and the amma is the middle finger, so if you hold those fingers as far apart from each other as possible and then you double that space, that's the shear there. If you malabin or menapit or tzoveya or tova, a strand that's as long as that size, you're going to be chayiv. If someone weaves two strands, shiuro kimlo rochav hasit, and perhaps the girsa kafel, right? That's the meiris gores kafel, just like we are by milabin menapitz, but others are not goresit. So it's either the amount of string that would fit between your pointer and your middle finger, or twice that amount of string. So alma kiven de litviya kai shiuro kitavui. So you see that since it's meant, the wool is meant to be spun, the shear for all the malachos is the same as the shear of wool that's already spun, and therefore hachanami, when it comes to, or we should say the same idea, kivan de la abdo ka'i shiuro kumu'ubad, since it is meant to be tanned, it has the same shear as wool that is as hide that is tanned. Vishalo la abdo, he further asks, if you have or that's not mu'ubad and is not omeid to be ma'abed bekama, then what's the shear? Armalei loshna, also doesn't make a difference. It's going to be the amount that it takes to make a container for a kameya. Wait a second, there's no difference between an or carrying outside in Shabbos, an or that's tanned and one that is not tanned. I'll ask you a kasha from a brisa. Hamotzi samanin shruyin. If a person takes out dyes that are soaked in water, that are ready to be used, to be tzoveya with them, the shear that you'd be chayiv for carrying is the amount that you could be tzoveya a little bit of wool and use it as a dugma, as an example, as a sample for someone who wants to buy to know what the color is. So just like painters have these little samples, so you'd have a sample of the dyed garment. So li'ira, which is the same shear as the amount of wool that's needed to close a pikana, where you will put the chut of the arev, where you put the chut that runs across. Whereas when it comes to samanim that are not soaked in water, the Mishnah says, klipe egozin, that someone who carries out moist shells that grow around an egos, who klipe rimonim, and the shells of a rimon, of a pomegranate, steam upua, a certain type of plant that they would get a bluish color from, and pua is a certain type of plant that they would get like a reddish color from. All of these things need to first be soaked in water before they could be used as a tseva. So the shear is kedei l'tzpo ben beged katan l'fi sevacha. The amount that you would need to dye a beged katan that the women put in the middle of the covering on their heads. So that's a much larger shear than the amount that you need to dye a dugma for ira. So you see that the shear of a tseva that's not ready to be used is a much larger shear than the shear of tseva that is ready to be used. And therefore, when it comes to or, we should say the same thing, that an or she'enu mu'ubad should not have the same shear as an or that is mu'ubad, against Rav Nachman, who says that they do have the same shear. So says Marna, ha'itmar Allah, we already said about this Mishnah, the reason to be mechalik between those dyes that are ready to be used and those that are not, is that Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Baravua, lefishenad tarech lishu samanam tzva behen dugma li'ira, because a person would not be tareach, would not burden himself to prepare dye just to dye a dugma. And therefore, if it's not yet soaked in water, it's not chashuv when it's such a small amount. But by or, a person will be tareach to be ma'abed, even a very small amount of or, even the amount of or that you would only need to make the container for a kameya. So Rava asks and Rav Nachman further, Vahrezer onagina, what about plants of a garden, the mikami dezarinhu, that before you plant them, the shear for the hotzah tanah, and the Mishnah tells us, Zeron agina pachos mika grogeres, ribidva mesera omer chamisha, that even if you only took out 5 seeds, you're going to be chayav for hotzah vilubasa dezarinhu, but once you've already planted them, tanah, the Mishnah says in daf pei, zevel v'chol hadak, kidei lezabel bo kelach shel kruv, that the amount of manure is the amount that you would need to fertilize a stalk of kruv, divrei Rabbi Akiva, v'chomrim kedei lezabel kresha, to the amount that you would need to fertilize a certain type of vegetable, which is smaller than a kelach shel kruv. But what we see from there is that once it's been planted, the shear becomes smaller than it was before it was planted, and even a single zera is considered chashuv once it's become planted. And if that's the case, well, the same should be true when it comes to carrying or, that an or that is ready to be used, that has been tanned, should be a different shear than or that has not been tanned. So it's a kasha on Rav Nachman, who said that they're the same. And so Gemara, ha'itmar Allah, am Rav Papa, ha'dezeria, ha'delozria, l'fichein adam tarech, l'hotzi, nima achas, l'zria, that no, you can't, there's a big chilik between them. The Mishnah that talks about carrying out zevel that we said that a single zera is already chashuv is talking about it's already been planted, whereas the Mishnah is talking about carrying out zeronim where we said the shear is less than a grogeres is talking about zeronim that are not yet planted and therefore someone who's going to be chayiv only on a larger amount. Why? Because a person would not be torech to carry a seed, a single seed for zriya, because the malach of zriya involves a lot of tircha. A person wouldn't be torech himself for a single seed. And therefore, prior to the Zriya, a single seed is not chashuv, but by or, a person would burden himself to tan the hide, even if all he wants it for is to make a holder for a kameya. And therefore, or she'inu mu'ubad is the same as or mu'ubad. So now the Gemara challenges Rav Nachman again. What is this, a third or fourth challenge ready for Rav Nachman? Vare tit, de mekame de ligbalei. What about cement? Before you mix the cement, Tanya the Braisa tells us, modem chamler if a person takes out dirty water to Rosh Hashanah, the shear is a revius, because less than that is not roi for anything. And the Brisa said, even if you have a revius, what's it usable for? And Rabbi Yirmiyah says, it's usable to make cement out of, because you don't need clean water to make cement. But when it comes to cement, after it's already been mixed, Tanya, the Brisa says, tit kedei lasas ben pikur, that the amount of cement that you'd be chayiv for carrying is the amount that would close a nekev on a certain type of oven, a hole on a certain type of oven, and that shear is much smaller than the shear of being megabel tit. So you see that that the same should be true by or, that which is ready to be used should have a different shear than that which is not ready to be used. So answers Gemara, now hasam nami kedam maran, we could be mechalik there as well. If yishen adam tarech legabel satit lasas po pikor, no one would mix cement. It's a big avod to mix cement. No one would do that just to make a tiny amount of cement. So Tashma, the Gemara asks on Rav Nachman even further. leather. There are three types of leather that are called different things. There's matzah v'chifa v'divtara. Matzah k'mashma'o. Matzah sounds like what it means, that there is no tikkun done on it. It's very raw. D'lo maliach, meaning it hasn't been salted. U'd'lo kamiach, they didn't soak it in flour and water. U'd'lo afitz, and they didn't soak it in any gallnut juice either, which are all the things that you would do in order to prepare an or. So it's like matzah, that there was no chimutz done in it at all. V'kamashiro, what's the shear of such or that we would call matzah? So Tanya Rav Shimon bar Rav Yehuda, k'dei lotzor bo meshkolas ketana. V'kama, amrabai riva deriva depumbadisa. It's the amount that you would wrap around a certain tiny little weight, and that's 1/4 of a litra of pumbadisa. Chifa, the second type of or, is demaliach, where it has been salted, but v'lo kamiach v'lo apitz, but it didn't go through the other two processes. V'kama shiuro, and what's the shear of such or? K'ditnan, or k'dei lasos kameya. That's where we have the shear of lasos kameya. Diftera, a third type of or, is diftera. What does that mean? Demaliach v'kamiach, went through two of the processes, but v'lo apitz, it just hasn't gone through the gallnut juice treatment. V'kama shiuro, and what's the shear? K'dei lichtov lov esaget, enough to write a get on it. To write harayat mutaris l'kol adam, the name of the husband, the name of the wife, the edim, the zman, whatever the ikur haget is. And that's the smallest of all the shiurim of everything we gave so far, of all the three types. But katani mihas, bottom line is that we do say, that we give a shiur that is larger than the amount that it takes to make a kameya, because the or has not been tanned yet. So isn't that against Rav Nachman, who says that I don't care if it's mu'ubar or not mu'ubar, it's always going to be the same shiur? So Gemara answers, hasam bibishula. Over there, when we said that or that's enu mu'ubar, the shiur is k'dei latzer mishkolas katana, is talking about a moist or right after it's been skinned off the animal, where it's not yet rotwe li'ibud. But if you have or that is dry, that's rotwe li'ibud, then it's taka going to have the same shear as an or that is in fact mu'ubad. And the Gemara asks, Vaiter on Rav Nachman v'hatnan, ha-beged shlosha al shlosha, a beged that's three tfachim by three tfachim, le-midras, is roi to be mekabel tumas midras. Less than that is not roi li'shiva, and therefore it's not roi for tumas midras, because no one could sit on it. Hasak, a beggar that's made out of goat skin, goat hairs, arba'a is four tvachim by four tvachim. Ha'or, leather of an animal, chamisha al chamisha, is five tvachim by five tvachim. Mapat, a mat made out of reeds, shisha al shisha, is six tvachim by six tvachim. So the Mishnah says, those shiurim of sak and or and mapat, bein l'midras, bein l'meis, are the shiur for tumas midras, as well as the shiur for tumas meis. V'tani Allah, and the Brisa says about this Mishnah, habeg v'asak v'or k'shir l'tumah, kach shir l'hotza'ah, that it's the same shir for hotza'ah and Shabbos. So shir of an or that's eino mu'ubad is five tfachim by five tfachim. That is not the same as a shir of what it takes to make a container for a kameya. So that's against Rav Nachman, who says that it is the same whether it's mu'ubad or not. Answers Gemara, hahu v'kortuvla. When we say that the shir of or for hotza'ah is five tfachim by five tfachim, we're talking about or that was cooked in boiling water to harden so that it would be roi to sit on or to cover a chair or a bed with or to make a table out of. Such or is only roi for those uses, and less than that shear is not roi for that use, meaning less than five tachim by five tachim would not be chashuv, because it wouldn't be roi for such use once you've already hardened the or, and that's why you need five tachim by five tachim. But stam or that is roi for ibud, even though it's not yet mu'ubad, it would have the same shear as or that is in fact mu'ubad. Now we'll stop there, because that's a great stopping point. And Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the very top of Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis.